Okay, my name is Yuri Fukushima Long. I was born in Miami, Florida.
My name is Sumiko, and I abandoned this name, Harriet Fukushima, but I became Sumiko Teresa Morimoto Hughes. I was born in Miami, Florida.
But we were little, real little, when they moved us to LA.
You went directly to Manzanar? You didn't have to go to Santa Anita or anything?
Place.
Well, we thought Manzanar was a terrible place.
Thought, yeah, because...
the windstorms and the cold in the winter, snow in the winter.
Let's see, what else did they used to do in camp?
Baseball.
Oh, the baseball was real big. Every block or lots of blocks had baseball teams. And some blocks they used to cheat because they would get somebody from another block that was a good player and put them on their team. And they would do that. And then they had gang fights. Gang fights. LA people versus San Pedro people and Burbank people. Who else? Burbank had a gang, and San Pedro had a gang, and LA had a gang. And they used to make fun of the LA guys because they said that they were city guys.
We're talking with Tommy Condo.
Yeah, so we set up a club called Manzanar Wingnuts. And we even had some T-shirts made with Manzanar Wingnuts across the thing. Great big wingnuts. And I still got pictures of myself wearing them. And I wish I kept the T-shirts, but I didn't. But anyway, that's how we got that club name.
Mm-hmm. A wingnut was another term for an airplane mechanic.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
It's also a double entendre. There is a wingnut that you actually visit.
Yeah, there was a nut there. Oh,
where did you fly the plane out? Out towards the edges of
camp? No, we flew them in there.
Firebreak.
Quite a bit of room. Occasionally someone would fly out, but the guards let us go out and get them. So it was okay.
My name's Jeanette Sumi Nitarai Misaka.
Where
I was born
that?
In San Jose, California.
In addition to Girl Scouts, what were some of the other activities you did in camp?
Oh, we had the drill team. Mm-hmm. And Reiko O'Hara, mm-hmm, from Los Angeles area was our drill team leader. She was very good. She had us really trained. And we had to have white uniforms, different, but all white. And then the pom-poms. I remember making those pom-poms. And then the Boy Scouts would lead the parade with the drum and bugle, and we would follow with the drill team. That was pretty neat.
My name is Raymond Sonji Uno. I was born in a taxicab in Ogden. Right. You know, that's one thing I really am amazed about the Japanese is I think back about it. They're very organized, you know, and I guess because they used to have Japanese communities and Japantown-like things and Japanese churches, and they'd have, like, baseball. And that's one of the, you know, it kind of brought the Japanese community together. So immediately they had, you know, baseball teams, and they had, you know, different kinds of sporting activities. But the vaudeville was one of the things. One of the things I remember about the vaudeville is that I became friends with Norio Uematsu, who's very active in the Korean War vets in Los Angeles, and Howard Otomura, who used to be a pharmacist that passed away. And we're all three classmates. And I don't know how we got together, but we formed a trio, and the three of us sang Lamplighter Serenade, and that's the only thing I remember. I don't even remember the song or anything. So that's kind of brought us together, and Norio and I are still really close friends, and I, you know, go to LA, he gets the group together.